Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about why should you budget? Well, everyone has heard in one time or another that budgeting is important. But why is that? In today's episode, let's dive right into that. We're going to be talking about why budgeting is important, why it can be hard, how to make budgeting easier, and what to do if you absolutely hate budgeting. And as always, if you have an episode or topic suggestion, please let me know at moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to Money Talk. And let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So thank you everybody for coming back for another week of Money Talk. So let's get right into today's first topic. Why is budgeting important? Well, the first thing is that it helps with your goals. And you hear me mention goals a lot, but your finances play a large part in your short and long-term goals. And budgeting is how you're going to be able to save for those goals and how you're going to actually be able to meet those goals in the long-term and in the short-term. The short-term goals can be a little bit easier because they're short-term, but those long-term goals require quite a bit of planning and good execution so that you actually meet the goals because there's a lot of variables that can get you off path. And budgeting is important so that you don't spend money you don't have. If you just, at the very least, know how much money you're making, that way you know how much money you can spend or less than that, then you're going to be pretty well off. But if you're budgeting, you can easily make sure you're setting aside a certain percentage of your money that you want to, and you know you're not going to spend the money you don't have because you're keeping an eye on your budget and you're keeping track of all those numbers. And budgeting is important for retirement because what are you going to do when now you have all this free time? And what if you have some money to spend? If you don't know how to budget or handle your finances, once you get to retirement, you're just going to be spending like crazy. And then you're going to have to keep working. And what fun is retirement if you have to work? Kind of defeats the purpose for me. Emergencies are another reason why budgeting is important, because you can easily budget over the course of 6 months to aggressively save for an emergency fund. But what happens if an emergency happens? Well, if it's a small emergency, sometimes you can easily budget your way out of those. You can very easily look at your budget and say, hey, we don't need to go out to eat this month, or we can cut back on groceries or stop a few subscriptions for the next 2 months while we recuperate the money for that emergency. When you're budgeting, you have an easy idea of where money can be moved from, where money can be cut back, like where you can spend less and where you can easily cover emergencies so that you don't have to actually use your whole emergency fund just for a small little hiccup or something like that. And budgeting creates great stability and constant good conversation around money. If you're consistently budgeting, it's a lot easier to say, hey, I think we need to cut back in this category, or I think we need to spend more in this category or something like that, because budgeting isn't always cutting back. It's allowing yourself the freedom to spend in that category without having to worry about it. And I think that's where the stability comes into play, is that you know that you're able to spend that money and you don't have to worry about it because you budget. So next, let's talk about why budgeting can be hard. Budgeting can be hard, well, because one, it takes quite a bit of time, especially at the beginning when you don't really have a good system in place or you're just trying to figure out how you want to actually go about budgeting, is it takes time to get set up. But once you get going, that will get a lot easier. The time component of budgeting is really just, it's like the gatekeeper, and you just got to get through it and you're going to be okay. It's okay if you have to spend an hour and a half on your first couple budgets. I know it's not fun, and nobody really enjoys doing that a whole lot. Well, maybe except me for some weird reason, but it takes time to learn how to budget and learn how to budget quickly. And another reason it could be hard is differing goals, especially if you're trying to budget with somebody else, like a spouse or something like that. If you have different goals, it can be hard to budget because one person wants to put money towards one place and one towards another. And it's important to communicate those sort of things, but that can be another bump in the road towards budgeting. And another thing that really bugs me is that finance honestly isn't taught that well in school. I believe in Utah, where I'm from, that a personal financial literature or something like that, some personal finance class was required in high school. But the only thing I remember from that is that we were given like a fake $1,000 to go buy stocks, and then we had to track them for a month or something like that. And then I remember watching a movie about how bad credit cards were. A terrible class. That I don't blame the teacher or anybody involved in it, but the class, it was terrible. I don't remember anything about it. Never learned how to budget. Never learned what the stock market is. I just learned about Apple stock and Amazon stock and Facebook and Google and Nike, because those were the big companies. So the other problem and reason budgeting is hard is because you don't learn it when you should, when you're turning 16, 17, 18, and about to have to make a bunch of big financial decisions for yourself. Nobody teaches you how to do that. It's really annoying and really frustrating and something that needs to be fixed. But that's one of the reasons that budgeting can be hard, is because you've never had to do it before and you've never been taught. So next, let's talk about how we can make budgeting easier. Okay, how can you make budgeting easier? Well, you can talk to a professional, like a financial coach, or a friend that's really good at it. Having a conversation about money and about how to budget can make it a lot easier. If you're really stumped on being able to set your goals, or your money doesn't go as far as you think, have someone else look at your budget. Don't be afraid to share those numbers. I don't think it's as big of a deal as it's made out to be. Just because personal finance isn't taught or commonly talked about, there's this taboo around talking about anything about money. And people always get kind of nervous and tense when talking about it. But if we talked about it more, it'd be a lot easier and everyone would be better at it together. And if you want to make budgeting easier or personal finance in general, listen to more podcasts. Look up, there's a bunch of YouTube videos. There's a bunch of good YouTube videos. There's a bunch of bad ones. Whatever you do before you make a financial decision, if you're just watching podcasts or YouTube videos, or even working with a professional, look to more than one source. If you're watching a YouTube video that mentions an idea, or if I mention an idea in this podcast, don't take just what I say. Go listen to another podcast. Go listen to another YouTube video. Do at least, I would say, 3 to 5 at minimum of different sources that you should listen to, and see how different things cross. And if there's things that both places say are a good idea, then you're probably okay. And the more knowledge you have, the better. It'll make budgeting a lot easier as you continue to learn and learn about the different techniques, the different tools you can use in like different bank products and different investing products. And budgeting will get easier and easier as you go, especially if you don't try to learn everything all at once. If you're trying to learn everything all at once, you're going to get overwhelmed quickly. There's way too much out there. There's a whole lot. I can't even like begin to name all the different things that you can consider. And then don't even get me started on all the different things to learn in crypto and all that sort of stuff. The point being is that you can easily get overwhelmed. If your goal is to learn everything you can about personal finance before budgeting, you're never going to actually budget. So you just need to start somewhere. And if your first budget is terrible and you overspend in a bunch of categories, well, good. That's good. Now you have something to learn on. And the other thing being, as long as you don't overspend how much money you have, you're going to be just fine, especially in the beginning when you don't really know what you're doing, or when you're trying to learn better ways to budget. As long as you're spending less than you make in the beginning, you're going to be okay. Now, if you're barely spending less than you make for 30, 40 years, then you might get hit a really hard time when it comes to retirement or long-term savings and things like that. So there are things you need to learn as you go. But when you're just getting started, there's nothing wrong with messing up a few months in a row, or if your first year of just experimenting with different budgeting styles. So what do you do if you absolutely hate budgeting? Some people just will never come around to budgeting. And I think there's alternatives for that. So let's talk about that next. So what do you do if you absolutely hate to budget? Well, the hard news is you're probably going to have to do it to some extent. And it'd probably be best if you explore some different budgeting methods. There's a lot of different ways to budget out there. And one of them is to give yourself a hard limit instead of specific categories. And this could be known as like the 50-30-20 rule, where you force yourself to save a certain percentage of money, force yourself to spend a certain percentage on needs, and give yourself the remaining percentage for wants or something like that. So 50% to needs, or some sort of percentage-based system that makes it a lot faster. But then you have to be very strict and specific on what a need actually is and what a want is. And writing those down can help define those earlier. But there's ways to get around the probably common concept of budgeting, of writing down every category you want to spend money on for the month and figuring out where every last dollar is going to go, which is one thing that I like doing and I enjoy. But if you hate budgeting, give yourself percentages and make things automatic. I can't stress enough, and I'm sure I will talk about this in a future episode, but you can become a millionaire automatically just by putting money aside when you're young, or putting more money aside as you get older and those sort of things. But it's totally possible to become a millionaire just off of automatic contributions to retirement accounts. It's absolutely possible. So if you set yourself that 20% mark on savings, you say, hey, I hate budgeting, but I know saving money is important. So I'm going to make sure I set aside 20% every single month for savings. Automate it. I guarantee your employer will let you put a percentage on your direct deposit. And if not, then figure out what that approximate percentage is. You don't have to be super picky. If you make $1,000 a month, roughly take 20% of that and set a direct deposit dollar amount for that and put it in a different account that you don't see. If you have access to a 401k, put some money in there and make sure you're at least getting the employer match. And if you're wanting to put money elsewhere, put some money in a separate savings account that you don't touch, that you don't have an online account for. Make yourself go into the bank to get money out of it, because who wants to go into a bank? So I think your money is pretty safe there, not going to get touched. Or put it in an account that you have to go through a ton of steps, or see if your bank will let you put like an extra restriction on it that you have to go through an actual person and you can't get the money out online. Something like that. Find an automatic way to put that money aside. And that's one way to help yourself budget towards savings. And like I said, make sure it's automatic and live below your means. Trust me, if you set aside 20% all at once, it'll probably seem like a hard cut to your money. But if you want to work up to saving 20%, which is a very good number, 20 to 25% was a good number to save. But if you want to work up because you're like, that's a lot of money, start at 5% and go up 5% a month or something like that. Because I guarantee you're not going to miss it in the long run. You're going to get used to living without that 5%. Then you'll get used to living without 5% more. Your budget will naturally fix itself and you're going to be okay. As long as, obviously, make sure you have enough money to meet your basic needs, like housing, food, like shelter, transportation, if you need that, like make sure you meet your basic needs. But everything else that's discretionary will fall around that. And you're going to be okay if you're saving 25% a month automatically. So next, let's wrap up today's episode. And I have some good resources for everybody that you can turn to if you need to listen to other podcasts, or read on online articles or YouTube videos and things like that. So let's wrap up today's episode next. So what are my thoughts about budgeting? Well, as I mentioned earlier in this episode, I really enjoy budgeting, which is really weird and I don't quite get it, but I just enjoy personal finance a lot, hence this podcast. And I hope in today's episode, you were able to gather some ideas about budgeting, and maybe you can start to put some of them into practice yourself. But like I said, don't listen to one source. Look up YouTube videos or other podcasts or books. And here's some other resources that I like to listen to that help me formulate some of my ideas. One is called the How to Money podcast. Another is called the Money Guy Show. It's a podcast and they're on YouTube. They record their whole episodes on YouTube and break their episodes down into smaller clips, which will allow you to search smaller little clips that you need instead of listening to an hour long podcast. Another podcast that's really great, but is quite longer, that's positioned like a radio show, is called the Stacking Benjamins podcast. And then two online places that I turn for a lot of information is Investopedia and NerdWallet. Both are really great. Obviously those websites have links and stuff that they make money off of, but I'm not being paid by any of these places, of course. It's just where I like to get my information. And I think it's key that if you hear any ideas on my podcast or from coworkers or friends, that you explore them through different avenues and different places, because budgeting, though it can be kind of simple, you can hear a lot of different things. Like, if you ever heard of the term infinite banking, there's a lot of opinions on it. And it is not something you want to get yourself into after only hearing one person's opinion, because it's a complex strategy with whole life insurance that I just don't like. I'm not even ever going to touch something like that. But there's a lot of terms out there that we just don't understand in personal finance. So make sure you're doing your own research and make sure you're looking up things from other sources and from different people. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope this episode allows you to have a conversation about budgeting and gain some new insights about budgeting. While I really enjoy budgeting, I know there's people who don't, and that's okay. That's why personal finance is personal. And you can find the way you like to do it and do it. Just make sure you aren't spending more money than you make, and you'll likely be okay. Next month, we have some fun episodes coming up about specific investment vehicles and some other tools you can use in your personal finance playbook. Thank you for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.